If there's anger at this lunchtime after the body representing the UK's midwives signed up to a campaign that wants to remove all limits on the abortion time. Now, in a moment we'll try and get reaction, but first here's Premier's Alan James with more.
The Royal College of Midwives backed the abolition of abortion laws that could see women terminate unborn children at any point. But crucially, they did not consult their 30,000 members on this and did it without their backing. Many are furious, and a petition has already been started to force the chief executive, Professor Cathy Warwick, to resign. It's now also emerged that alongside this job, Cathy Warwick's the chairman of the Board of Trustees at BPAS, the organisation running the campaign to legalise abortion at any point.
That there. Now, let's try and get some reaction to this. We've got the number for Peter Saunders. He is the General Secretary of the Christian Medical Fellowship, so a good person to talk to on this in terms of medical professionals. Rick, let's give him a call. You should have the number there.
Yes, indeed.
Hello.
Hi, is that Peter?
Yep.
Peter, hi, it's Anthony calling from Premier Radio here. Live on our News Hour programme. We're talking, I don't know if you saw the front page of the Daily Mail today, we're talking this anger among midwives that the Royal College of Midwives has, without their consent, endorsed a campaign aiming to get rid of the abortion time limit. What's your reaction to this?
Yes, I saw this story. I was absolutely appalled, to be honest. Quite breathtaking. Professor Cathy Warwick, who is the CEO of the Royal College of Midwives, is also, as it turns out, the chairman of BPAS, which is the country's leading abortion provider. And she seems to have led this campaign to get the Royal College of Midwives, which is responsible for the care of babies, of course, to back abortion for any and every reason right up until birth. So she wants to decriminalize it all together. And this is astonishing from an organization whose very motto is that life is the gift of God. The current upper limit for abortion for normal babies on strict medical grounds is 24 weeks. It's illegal beyond that, and we know that a baby born prematurely can survive from 24 weeks, and that thousands of premature babies are born every year between 24 and 40 weeks. So she wants to make it legal to kill babies in the womb in that age group, and that's a view which is at odds with 98% of women in the country. And astonishingly, she hasn't even consulted the 30,000 midwives who belong to her organisation. It wasn't clear last night whether she had even consulted her board about it. So I'm not surprised it's a front page story.
Given the stats you've just outlined there, Peter, and the fact that, you know, she wants children to, well, babies to be aborted right up at 9 months when they are a full child, why would she advocate that? Do we have any idea why she would think that would be okay?
Well, she's clearly an enthusiast for abortion on demand. She wouldn't be chairing the BPAS if she wasn't. And it looks like this is something of a personal crusade, really. But it's a blatant conflict of interest that we have someone who, on the one hand, is the CEO of the Royal College of Midwives, overseeing 30,000 midwives, and on the other hand, she's chairing this abortion providers board. I mean, only she can really answer that question, but she has views on abortion which the overwhelming majority of people in this country would regard as quite radical, quite draconian, and it really is a very clear conflict of interest for her.
In that case, should she resign from both positions?
I don't see how she could possibly carry on with both of these positions because of this conflict of interest and the way that she seems to have carried this out without proper consultation amongst the members anyway. Yes, I think that really she should do the decent thing and step down from being CEO of the Royal College of Midwives or resign from the chairmanship of BPAS. She cannot clearly do both.
Peter, inevitably there will be some midwives who are members of your organisation and the RCM. What would your advice be to them this lunchtime?
Well, over 200 midwives have already signed a letter to say, not in our name, she doesn't speak for us, and some of our members will be amongst those. But let's stress again that 98% of women in this country, and you can be sure midwives would feel even more strongly against this, are opposed to any raising of the upper limit at all, and thousands of other people have signed a similar petition. So if I was a midwife, then I would be ringing up the RCM to say, what on earth is going on here? You do not speak for us. Something's got to be done about this. It's absolutely outrageous.
All right, Peter Saunders, General Secretary of the Christian Medical Fellowship, thank you very much indeed for your time on the News Hour today. I appreciate you joining us. We contacted the Royal College of Midwives this morning. They've decided not to respond to our request for a comment. But in the interest of being fair, I will read you a statement they did give to the Press Association instead. It says, the RCM is not for or against abortion. It is for women and respecting their choices about their bodies. NHS policy is explicit that high-quality maternity services include representing women's rights to make reproductive choices. The RCM's stance on the decriminalisation of abortion is compatible with this. So they appear to be standing by that for the time being anyway. A story certainly that we will continue to follow here